The sounds of rocking bands and cheering music fans have been reverberating through the old UPS building in Springdale this fall. The building, located at 419 East Robinson Avenue, has been transformed into The Hub, a new all-ages music venue. Manager Brad Cardwell has been helping book a variety of local and some out-of-state musical acts during the past few months.
We started doing shows in September, but it's been a long process of tearing out walls and getting things ready and building the stage and the front entrance and the bathrooms and everything. So it's been a really kind of long road to get to where we've been now. So this used to be the UPS distribution facility, actually. And so it's kind of cool to see some touches of that, like all the garage doors and stuff. But it's really cool. I really like the vibe.
The 23-year-old, who plans to graduate from the University of Arkansas in December, has worked with Live Sound for a number of years and has been managing concerts for about three. Cardwell managed concerts at the Pontiac Coffee House in Springdale and is pleased to have a new venue to work with.
This has just always been my dream, to have a venue. And so I just feel like I'm a very lucky person to be coming out of college and have a job and be doing what I actually want to do. So I feel very lucky about that.
The concert venue has about a 1,200-person capacity and utilizes energy-efficient color-strobing LED lights, a multi-level 70-foot stage, a 25-foot video screen, and high-fidelity audio. Cardwell adds that the building is fully insulated and has good acoustics. Preparing the Hub for its grand opening took a lot of work, and in some ways, it's still a work in progress.
Some of the main challenges, I would say, are definitely the construction. Like, we just built those bathrooms there. And all the renovations. On the other side of the building, there's actually a company that manufactures this white powder that absorbs ammonia in chicken houses, so we had to clean all of that out, so that was a main challenge. Also, the all-ages aspect of the business is more difficult to get people in because we don't have a liquor license. So with other venues, you see people just like come and chill and have a drink, whereas here, if they want to come to a show, then it's like all about the music. So that has its that's kind of a double-edged sword, because that can be good because, yeah, we're all about the music, so people really focus on that. But for some people that just want to kind of chill and have a beer, this isn't really the place for them. But so that's been good. Just getting off the ground and getting our name out there has been a challenge too, but it's really exciting to kind of see where we've come even in just these few months.
Cardwell says that one of the benefits of having an all-ages venue is having the ability to nurture young musicians.
I feel like this is a great tool to develop the young talent, to and when you're able to kind of nurture that young talent, they'll develop and grow into like really good bands that can maybe go play like Dixon Street and things like that. And also, like, in addition to just giving them a place to play, we also like to kind of help them out and give them advice, like on ways to set up on stage and things that they need to do in that nature. Because you can be a really good band, but if you don't know how to like set up your equipment properly and things like that, then it'll sound really bad. So we like to kind of give them some advisement on that stuff too, just to kind of give them a complete foundation of knowledge, so that when they go and play other places, they'll have a better like air of professionalism and things like that. So, and that'll reflect good on our music scene in Northwest Arkansas.
In addition to hosting concerts, the Hub will be used for a variety of other events.
Over at Pontiac, my church actually moved in there because they had rent free, and so we called it Pontiac Church. And then so the church has actually moved over with the venue, and so they just kept the name Pontiac Church, so now it's Pontiac Church at the Hub. So kind of like the feeling, the vibe that we have going for the building is that the building is called the Hub, and then the different entities that are going to be involved are called like whatever at the Hub. Like, we have Pontiac Church at the Hub. It's they meet Wednesday nights at 6:30, and then we're going to be putting in like a coffee shop soon up front, so it'll be so-and-so, whatever we call it, at the Hub. And then we have concerts at the Hub, and so it's just kind of like a meeting place for different things to happen. So we have events here. I think we're having a breast cancer benefit in November, so just different things. We're looking for it to be really like not just a concert venue, but a meeting place and event center and things like that.
Cardwell hopes to book musicians from a wide variety of genres. On Saturday, the Hub will host Full Blown Chaos, Knights of the Abyss, and Autumn Offering. On November 19th, the new venue will host an EP release party for The Wedding. Cardwell says the band is coming to the venue equipped with a camera crew from Dallas to film footage for a live DVD. More information about The Hub is available at facebook.com/thehub479. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.